This year we had unprecedented success with the New York State budget with a five-year, $2.5 billion, that's with a B, affordable housing spending plan.
And the city of Buffalo would like to tap into some of those funds to help get more mixed-income housing developed in neighborhoods. Mayor Byron Brown announced the city will soon roll out a new plan to create homes for people with lower and middle incomes. He says more details will be revealed in the near future, but they include the use of what are known as super bids to acquire and fix up so-called zombie properties.
Super bid power gives us the ability in foreclosure auctions to step ahead of investors. And what we have done using this power once already, the city acquired 48 properties from out-of-town absentee landlords, and we are now going to work with people living in the neighborhoods around those properties to help people who are renters become homeowners.
Avoiding full-blown gentrification is one of the challenges. Jolie Milstein, president and CEO of the New York State Association for Affordable Housing, says creating mixed-income homes redevelops neighborhoods without pushing away those who have already been living there.
When you put the capital into preserving or creating affordable housing units, those rents are stable. Unlike market rents, which can rise uncontrolled, when you invest in affordable housing, the rents are intentionally kept at a place where people from the community can continue to live there.
And advocates for mixed income and affordable housing say putting in such units now can attract the commercial development that is also desired. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.